From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. First this hour, the government's latest efforts to shore up banks and homeowners. In a moment, we'll check in on the constantly evolving federal bailout. First, efforts to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. Recently, some of the nation's largest banks, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Citigroup, have begun offering to renegotiate loans. And today, the agency that oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac unveiled the broadest effort yet. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on the new program that could help hundreds of thousands of people stay in their homes.
The idea is that one foreclosure depresses the price of the homes around it. The fall in price prompts more foreclosures, which causes a very bad domino effect for homeowners and the economy in general. And that's why the Federal Housing Finance Agency's director, James Lockhart, says this.
We need to stop this downward spiral. Today, we are announcing a major program designed to greatly reduce preventable foreclosures with a simplified, streamlined loan modification program to get struggling homeowners into mortgages that they can afford.
This is the government's biggest step yet to try to rescue people about to lose their homes. The program, worked out in conjunction with the Treasury Department and the Public-Private Hope Now Alliance, will target those who are at least 3 months behind in their payments. The program will try to reduce payments to 38% of the homeowner's gross income through some combination of lower interest rates, a longer-term loan, and maybe forbearance on some of the principal owed on the loan. Treasury Department Assistant Secretary Neil Kashkari said he thinks this could be a new model for an industry trying to rework an estimated 7 million troubled home loans around the country.
This new protocol will now be a standard for the industry to quickly move homeowners into long-term sustainable mortgages.
But critics say it won't go far in solving the foreclosure problem. Mark Zandi is chief economist with MoodysEconomy.com. He says the government's new plan covers only loans owned by Fannie, Freddie, and a handful of big banks. But that doesn't represent the bulk of the very bad loans.
It's not the majority of loans outstanding, and it's not the majority of the troubled loans outstanding.
And there's another problem. Sheila Bair, who chairs the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, didn't endorse it. Instead of attending the press conference, she issued a statement saying the program falls short of its intended goal. Bair is reportedly at loggerheads with the White House as she pushes for a more aggressive plan to get more borrowers qualified for restructured loans. Bruce Marks is head of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, which counsels homeowners. He says the government's plan of setting payments at 38% of a homeowner's income is too high. IndyMac Bank failed and is now run by Sheila Bair's FDIC. It's restructuring loans at 31%. And Marks says the government should have used IndyMac as its model.
Because it's already been tried and tested.
But those who want to see a bolder plan may have to wait to see what the incoming Obama administration has to offer. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.